Hello, this is Rabbi Mordechai Fleischer of the Denver Community Kollel, bringing you this week's thought on the parsha. Much of this week's parsha, Parshas Chayesara, focuses on Eliezer's mission to find a wife for Avram's son Yitzchak. Eliezer is appointed by Avram. He is charged with a mission to go back to Haran, his hometown, and to find a wife for Yitzchak from among his extended family members. Throughout the parsha, Eliezer does his utmost to carry out his mission faithfully and properly, but we really don't find his name mentioned at all. Rather, he is referred to as Eved Avram, the servant of Avram. We find the name Eliezer in an earlier parsha as the person who is in charge of taking care of Avram's household, but in this week's parsha, throughout the parsha, all we find is Eved Avram, the servant of Avram. Eliezer was a Canaanite slave. He was a descendant of the nation of Canaan, who had been cursed by Noach when Ham, Noach's son, had found his father drunk in his tent. Ham, according to a number of sources, had gone ahead and castrated Noach in order to ensure that he would not have any more children. Why no more children? So Ham gave the following reasoning to his brothers. He said, look, there were two brothers, Cain and Abel, and they couldn't get along with each other in terms of how to divide up the world. And by us, there's already three. Can you imagine if we're going to have more children? What kind of fights are going to emerge? And there are varying opinions why Ham's son Canaan was the one who was cursed. But at least one source says that Canaan was the one who initially told his father of his grandfather's situation. So because he was the instigator of the whole thing, he was the one held accountable as one of Ham's descendants. In any event, Eliezer is the descendant of Canaan. He is a Canaanite slave. And yet later in the parsha, we find that when he comes to Lavan, Lavan says, "Boy Baruch Hashem, come in, the Blessed One of Hashem." And our sages tell us that he is called the Blessed One. Lavan recognized upon him a spiritual countenance that was similar to that of Avram, and he recognized that this individual had achieved a spiritual level similar to that of Avram. The problem is that Avram clearly tells Eliezer that he is in fact cursed. Eliezer, our sages tell us, had a daughter whom he was hoping Avram would take as a daughter-in-law, as a wife for his son Yitzchak. And Avram told him, as great Eliezer as you are, for our sages tell us that Eliezer was a great Torah scholar. He knew all of the Torah that his master Avram taught, and he was a very righteous individual. But you are from an accursed nation, and therefore you cannot cleave, you cannot connect with a blessed individual, the person of Yitzchak. And yet here we find Lavan telling Eliezer, come, O Blessed One of Hashem, and it wasn't just a flattering statement, it's taken as a true statement. And our sages tell us that, in fact, by the time Eliezer had gone through his entire mission faithfully and done everything he had to, and had not allowed the fact that his daughter was rejected to influence his process of carrying out the mission faithfully, he did not allow any resentment to seep in or anything of that sort to impinge on his ability to carry out the mission perfectly and properly, at that point he became a blessed person. And I'd like to share with you a deeper idea of this that I heard from Rabbi Aaron Lopiansky, the Dean, the Rosh Yeshiva of the Yeshiva of Greater Washington. And he explained as follows. The idea of a curse in Judaism is not just wishing someone evil. Rather, it's the idea of that this cannot expand. Something cannot move, grow beyond itself. It cannot become greater. It is what it is. Exactly what I see, exactly what I have, that's what it is, and it cannot expand. Blessing is the idea of expansion, of growth, of becoming more than what you have in front of you. So if the Torah talks about blessing in the crops, that means I plant one seed, I get a lot of wheat out of it. If blessing in one's family, that means we have two people, a husband and a wife, and they produce many children. We have a lot more than what you started with. Ham's attitude, when he came to his brothers and said, I had to ensure that our father would not have any more children, because how can the world support so many people? There will be a population explosion. The world can't bear it. And the reason he saw it this way is because Ham was an individual who just saw things as they were. He didn't see the possibility of connection to God that would allow it to grow beyond its borders. All he saw was the finite physical reality in front of his eyes. He said, this world is not big enough for the three of us, certainly not for four or five of us. He said, it can't support all of us. There's going to be too many people here. And so he felt he had to engage in population control. And Noach recognized this quality, and he said this, and Noach cursed him. Noach's curse was not so much a punishment as much as a recognition of Chum's qualities. He was an individual who saw limitation, who saw finiteness. He couldn't see infinite. He couldn't see that God could ensure, could provide more than what was there. And really, until Abraham appeared on the scene, this was the reality of much of the world. And Avram is told in the earlier parashiyos, in the earlier sections of the Torah, "V'heyeh bracha, you will be a blessing." Avram becomes the conduit of God, the pipeline from God to the world, and in fact, the founder of the nation who serve in that capacity as God's pipeline down to this world, that God's blessing flows through Avram and through his descendants. Eliezer, to the extent that he was a Torah scholar and that he was a righteous person, but at the end of the day, he still descended from a nation that could not see past whatever they had. And so he could know all the Torah of his master. As our sages tell us, he would be doile umashke, he would draw the water from the pit of his master's Torah, and he would give it to others. But a pit only has what it has in it. As opposed to, let's say, a spring, which constantly has a new supply of water coming, a pit is, whatever's in it, that's what's in it. And Eliezer was limited by his lineage to whatever he had. Yes, he knew a lot of Torah, but it was exactly what his master had. This is what he received, and that was what he was able to give over to others, but there was no expansion. His ability to see past himself, his ability to recognize that even though his daughter was rejected, but there's a bigger picture, and to be able to move past that, to expand, to see that there's a Yitzchak who is blessed, who has to grow past things and to find the proper woman who would be his wife, and to recognize that his daughter was not that person, gave Eliezer the opportunity to move beyond his limitations. By fulfilling his mission properly, he moved beyond himself. And so our sages tell us at that point, when he fulfilled his mission perfectly, at that point, Lavan tells him, come, blessed one of Hashem. At that point, Eliezer freed himself of the shackles of limitation that his forefather, Cham and Canaan, had created, and he became a blessed person as well. In our lives and in the world today, this is certainly true. We look at a world that has so many problems, so many challenges, and so many people screaming about a world that cannot support its population, and we need to limit, and there's not enough money to go around, there's not enough food to go around, and so on and so forth. And what we need to recognize is that, yes, we do need to take some degree of a responsibility for the world and for each other, and be financially prudent, and be environmentally responsible, but at the same time, if God tells us, be fruitful and multiply, to have families, to have children, we need not worry about how God will provide for that world of the next several generations and the children that we will produce. If God has told us that He created this world to have a lot of people in it, then that's something we need to focus on. If God has told us to give charity, we don't have to worry about how I'm going to provide for my grandchildren's college education if I give money away for charity. By fulfilling God's dictum, on the contrary, we ensure more blessing and we ensure that God Himself will continue to provide for our needs, for the needs of our children and our grandchildren, and we can rest assured that the world is firmly in His hands and that His blessing will flow if we see the world in that fashion. If, however, all we can see is the world in front of us, the finite world, and say we don't have enough, then that's the world we will live it. We will live with. The curse that we see, the limitation, will indeed become the reality. If we see blessing, then that blessing will become the reality. I hope you enjoyed this message, and I wish you a wonderful Shabbos.